Bonjour, les enfants. Today I'm starting by speaking French because I think my French is coming up. I've started attending French lessons and it's working for me. So this time I'll be introducing the program with French classes and all French lessons and all that. So a time is going to come, I'm going to host the program in French. So those of you who don't understand French, it is for you to study French well and make sure that you cope with us. But this is Generation 419 right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. And like we've been doing over the weeks, it is what's on your mind. What's on your mind is where you get to ask us questions. You send us your questions troubling you or bothering your mind. And then we will attempt to answer. So like I say, I bring in powerful women and men of God to the studio, very intelligent ones, very anointed ones, and they are going to help us to answer our questions. And you can send your questions to us on 0279-100-600, 0279-100-600. Today, by the grace of God, happens to be the last Saturday in the month of May. And so, this is the last Saturday in the month of May. So, let me read a scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 17 and verse 8. When I'm done, I'll introduce my guest in the studio. Deuteronomy chapter 17 and verse 8. Bible says that if, I'm reading from King James, he said that if there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within thy gate, then thou shalt arise and get thee up into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt come unto the priest, the Levite, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show thee the sentence of thy judgment. So, if there is a matter too hard for you, if there is something that is very difficult for you to understand, what you are supposed to do is to now go to a place God will show you, and God will appoint a Levite, a priest, a judge, that will help you to understand. This is the basis for our what's on your mind, all right? We try as much as possible to give you a good counsel based on the word of God. Today in the studio with me is Madam Shelley Yamwa. Madam Shelley Yamwa. She is from the Divine Covenant Worship Center. Shelley.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Charlie, this is your voice. It won't change you. You sing, eh?
Yes, I sing.
Has Jometo called you yet?
Not yet. But
Jometo has not called you. What of Eugene Zuta?
No.
What of Diana Hamilton?
Not.
All these people have not invited you.
No.
Then they have not seen a good voice yet. Charlie, nice. When was the last time we met?
I think that was last month.
Last month?
Oh, last 2 months, thereabouts.
That should be last 2 months.
Last 2 months.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Last 2 months. Last but good month. To see you. It's been like ages, all right. But I'm happy to see you once again. I believe today you are going to be helping us to answer the questions on the mind of our young people.
Sure. As you said, we will attempt.
Questions have started coming.
Interesting.
Very wonderful. Over the few weeks past, we've been on this particular topic called what's on your mind. All right. I believe that young people have things on their mind.
A lot.
And the problem is that they don't have people to discuss it with.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they go to see their friends, and whatever their friends say, they do same.
Exactly.
All right. But I want to give them a good counsel from the Bible perspective.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
And I believe it's going to help them. All right,
exactly.
So we have some questions from last week.
Okay.
All right, we'll try attempting them, and then we'll see some new questions that will be coming up already. Some questions are coming up already. This one says that, so we have we have started.
Sure.
How long have you been with the Children's Church?
I've been with them for a year now.
A year?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But when I knew you were still in the Children's, it's more than a year now.
Oh, it is good.
They've not confirmed you proper.
Something like
that. They've made you Episcopal sister or Lady Reverend. Let's know. So sure. That we can come for the celebration.
Hey, hey.
But aside church, what do you do?
Okay, aside church, I work. Mm. Yes, I'm coming.
The way you say you work, you know, as if I don't work.
Mm.
And where do you work? I said, I work. It looks like I sleep. No, the way you said that, I work.
Hey, so how was I supposed to say it?
Well, I don't know how you say it. Hey. But, no, but the way you said it sharply, I work.
Okay, so I work.
I go to work. I go to work and I work, which is proper. No, if you say I work, it means the other person doesn't work. That's the feeling I have now.
Okay, so let me say I'm with a company. Mm. Is that one better?
Well, I also work as a company.
Okay,
so practically, what do you do?
Okay,
so
I'm an administrator at Yapon Ventures.
Yapon Ventures. What do you do at Yapon Ventures? You close Yapon.
Yapon.
What do you do at Yapon?
Administrator. So basically, we are into the sale of office furniture.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
I think you need one.
Administrator. Oh, beautiful. I'm far behind, though. I'm far behind.
Are you sure?
When I hear people say I have administrator, I feel I'm behind.
Yep.
I need to get an administrator. If you want to be my administrator, please let me know so that I can quickly employ you. But let's go.
Okay.
This one says, hi, pastor, or hello, pastor.
Mm-hmm.
After BEC, we had a pool party in the night. Things led to things. When I went to SHS, I gave my life to Christ. I want to ask if I'm still a virgin. I am Grace from it's wrong to say Kaswa in SHS2. It's trying to say Kaswa.
In the Kasland.
Kasland. And Kasland is also Kaswa. Who brought that name? Who brought that name?
I don't know.
Oh. This is your Kaswa road with traffic
like
this.
The way they wanted to turn circle into Dubai.
Okay.
But that one didn't work.
So Grace from Kaswa says that after BC, we had a pool party.
Okay.
In the night. Things led to things mean that she had sex.
She had sex.
Yes, that's what she doesn't want to say. And she says things led to things. But when she got to SHS, she gave her life to Christ.
Okay.
She still wants to know if she's a virgin or not.
Okay, that's an interesting question.
Mm.
You had a pool party at night. Things led to things, meaning you had sex.
Yeah.
And you want to know whether you're a virgin, still a virgin. So I think in her mind, Grace is thinking that after accepting Christ, there should be, I'm sure she's looking at the scripture, old things have passed, now you're a new creation.
Mm.
So perhaps her virginity has been restored. But Grace, one thing I want you to understand is, virginity is not a spiritual something. It's more of human biology. It say when you're a virgin, it means you haven't broken your hymen, you haven't had sex before. Nothing has ever penetrated into you, never. Like, you haven't had sex. So, if you've had sex and now you've regretted, it's good you have accepted Christ. In fact, the decision you made is the best decision ever. To come into Christ, you realize your mistakes and all that. But with the issue of your virginity, sorry to say, Grace, you are no longer a virgin, but let me read from this scripture for you. Romans chapter 4, verses 7 to 8.
Romans 4, 7 to 8. All right. What does it say? Have you opened it?
It says, yes, I'm there. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin.
Mm.
So, Grace, what I want you to understand is the fact that you made a mistake. Everyone makes a mistake once in a while in your lifetime.
Okay.
You've made a mistake, but I want you to understand that God doesn't impute your sin to you. He has forgiven you.
What is impute? what Grace might not understand impute.
She's an SHS2. She's a shark.
Okay.
She will understand.
God does not still calculate your sins.
Count your
if you say impute, those of us who attended Saito, we may not understand impute.
Okay.
You went to international school.
No, Reverend.
You also went to Saito.
I went to Saito, yeah.
Okay.
So, Grace, God does not count your sin against you. In fact, when it comes to God, as long as you have accepted Christ, all your sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus. But the only thing is, perhaps you may have some form of, you know, criticism from your friends here and all that, but I want you to bear in mind that in the sight of God, Grace, you are still that good and lovely girl. But the only thing is, you are no longer a virgin.
Mm.
But don't make that eat into your consciousness. Mm. Like, oh God, why? Like, you are feeling guilty and all that. No. When you do that, you are making Jesus feel sad because he has paid the price. He doesn't see you as that bad girl. Those things that you did, he has cleared it from his mind. So you too, you have to make the conscious effort to renew your mind and see yourself in Christ as a perfect child, as a righteous girl, and live with that mentality. Don't let anybody intimidate you about your virginity. That doesn't guarantee you going to heaven. No, not at all. Right now, God has forgiven you. You are now his daughter. So don't put that in your mind, Grace. You are still a lovely girl. Just make sure you don't go back to your old deeds. Keep up with knowing God. Get closer to God. Read the word and know better for yourself. And I know that after SHS, things will be bright for you. So
hallelujah.
Grace.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Charlie, I like the way you are talking and the way the counsel is coming. So, Grace, we want you to know that biologically, you are not a virgin. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The way you are, no. Things, the way things have led to things, no. Those things have led to things.
Mm-hmm.
So you are still not a virgin, if that's what you want us to know. But we are trying to tell you that God is not counting your sins anymore.
Sure.
Because you have said to us that when you went to SHS, you gave your life to Christ.
Exactly.
Okay. Bible said, behold, all things have passed. All things have become new.
Exactly.
Okay. But since things have become new, that doesn't mean that your virginity has been restored. No. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You are not a virgin. Okay. But what it means is that you are now a new person. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Exactly. Yes. She's a new person.
Yes. But what is it about these pool parties at 9, 10 things, you know? After BC.
After BC, I wore my Lacoste and I went home. But now it's
you had Lacoste. You did that shedding, right?
That, yes.
Our headmaster says he doesn't want to see that. He doesn't want to see that at all. So BC, when we finish writing BC, school was the only school we didn't have T-shirt. Our headmaster, he doesn't like that nonsense.
We didn't have fun.
No.
We designed our Lacoste and things, made noise more, then we went home. But well, nowadays, they want to have fun.
And I don't know where that party comes at night. You know, a lot of things happen at night. Bad things happen at night. Bad things.
People rob you
after eight, you don't know why your mother says, come home before 8. After 8, bad things happen. That's why there's this alcoholic drink called 8 p.m.
Reverend, how did you know?
A lot of bad things happen after 8 p.m.
No, Reverend, how did you know that?
No, I'm telling you that a lot of things happen after 8 p.m.
You're not answering the question.
So young people listening to her. No, I the one asking me the question. I'm asking the question. I the host. Shall I the host or I'm the host?
I'm sorry.
I'm the host.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm reading the question. Oh, you come and read, so I answer the questions. So we want you to know, okay, if you're a young person listening to us, listen, there are some parties you don't need to ask. I think last week somebody asked us a question that, is he a sin to attend a party? And we said that it is not a sin.
It is not a sin.
But what it is that, what are you going to do at the party? Looking at the time of the day. Do you understand?
Yes.
Looking at what would transpire, the people coming.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? If there's a party and they say, this person is coming, this person is coming, and this person is coming, you should know that it is an unholy party.
Simple. And you are not supposed to be there
As a child of God. And I also want to say that any party or anywhere you are going, that you have these mixed feelings, should I or should I not? Don't go.
Don't go.
It's a very, if you are going to school, you don't have mixed feelings.
Should
I go to school or shouldn't go to school?
If you are going to be punished.
Yes. So anywhere you are going and you have these mixed feelings, it is the Holy Spirit trying to tell you that don't do it.
Sure.
Don't do it at all.
Sure.
Wow. If you have just tuned in, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3. This is Generation 419. This is where young people gather to learn the word of God and also to have fun. It's me in the studio, Reverend Dr. Ike. Now there's doctor attached to my name.
I just realized it. Since when?
You know, reverends, most reverends are doctors. I don't know how they add it. So I think that it's a new thing that I ask. If you see this person, Reverend Doctor, Reverend Doctor, Reverend Doctor. I think it's not bad if I also say I'm a Reverend Doctor.
You have to earn it.
But I'm a doctor. Actually, I'm a doctor.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't see my cows. I didn't see the stethoscope around it. So when we close, go and look at it.
I'm shocked.
Don't be shocked.
I'm shocked.
You have a problem, see me. I'll treat you right now.
All right.
So please keep sending us your messages on 0279-100-600. This is What's On Your Mind. And I'm here with Shelly Yamua from the Divine Covenant Worship Center at Weja. Very beautiful church at Weja. They come on Facebook. Your church, if it doesn't come on Facebook, your church comes on Facebook.
You've been watching
us. Oh, I've been watching.
You've not been sowing seeds.
Oh, no, I've been watching.
Paying your offering.
Oh, no, I do that in my church. This one says, "Hello, Rev. I live with my auntie, and she virtually maltreats me. I'm fed up, and I want to run away. Rev, please, what should I do? My parents are in Bronga Hafu, but I cannot know the way to go.
Hey.
But I don't know the way to go. Exactly. I cannot know the way. It's the same thing. I cannot know the way and I don't know the way." So we don't have, this person hasn't given us his or her name.
Okay.
We don't know his or her age. Yeah, but she stays or he stays with an auntie who maltreats him or her. He or she is fed up and wants to run away. She's asking, "Please, what should I do? My parents are also in Bronga Hafu region.
And she doesn't
and I don't know the way to go. What do we do?"
That's an interesting one. But I don't know why she didn't add her age. That would have helped giving her a no.
But even with this detail, I'm not knowing where you are going.
It's
serious.
Okay, she's fed up. Interesting. Okay, so it will also depend, sweetheart. It depends on the maltreatment you are facing and how she, I don't know what she's going through and how she perceives it.
How does she describe maltreatment?
Maltreating.
Do you understand? Because sometimes when a child, you do something, you are punished.
She thinks she's being maltreated.
You think, yes, we don't like you.
Exactly.
But as for a child, you must be punished when you go wayward. Yes, we can't burst your bubbles. We can't clap for you to say that. When a bad thing is a bad thing.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it must be corrected. For that, we stand and we say that it must be corrected.
Sure.
But if the maltreating you are describing is the maltreating we all know.
Exactly.
Do you understand? Okay. I mean, sometimes you eat once a day, you wake up very early, you are listing, you are being beaten.
Yes.
I mean, is that what they call domestic violence?
Domestic violence.
Yes.
Or physical abuse.
It's called physical
abuse.
Charlie, you went to good school.
Okay, a good school.
All right. So
yes. So, sweetheart. So, okay. Let me talk from the perspective of, let's say she's going through domestic violence or like a physical abuse.
Okay. Let's assume. What she's saying is maltreatment. How do we tackle it?
Exactly. So, and she doesn't know how to contact her parents and all that. So, first of all, I would say that she should look for someone who her auntie respects.
Okay.
Person.
Okay, I live with my auntie.
She lives with her aunt.
Auntie.
Yes. An elderly person that her aunt respects, maybe an elder in the church the fellowship at, or even the pastor.
Okay.
And try and explain her situation to the person and ask the person to come and speak to the auntie in an anonymous way, not making the auntie know that she has reported her of any in any way. Yes. So speak to the person, or maybe can come and be like, "Oh, Akosia, you look pale. girl, are you okay? Then you intentionally ask the auntie that, why is she looking this way? And then start.
The auntie will say, she's okay. This girl, she's slim already.
Oh, yes. Like, and in a way, try and tell the auntie that, please be patient with her. If she's being stubborn, don't scold her too much. He's in the scarves, those kind of things. They find a way to talk to the person. Or she can also find a police station.
Okay.
And report to the police.
You go to the police station.
Yes.
And then forever you sleep in the police station, you come home.
You won't come home. That one.
but my other concern is that as she says she wants to leave.
She wants to leave.
Where is she going? That's my problem now. That's my problem. Because if she succeeds, for her to send us this question, I don't even know how she even gets
she's
phone.
Fed up.
To say maybe there's some yam phone.
Okay,
yes, I'm also wondering.
If she has a phone, then she should contact her parents.
So, I don't know. If she can, she would have. Do you understand? Like, what I'm saying, if she can, she would have done that. It means that there is no contact with
contact
the parents.
Contact with the parents as well.
Did you see? Maybe this is a phone that is left for her at home, and then maybe they communicate with her when the auntie is out or something like that.
Sure.
Did you see?
Sure.
So let's how do we help her?
Okay.
How do we help her?
So another way is, sweetheart, you can, let's say, you have to endure.
For how long is she going to endure?
You'd have to endure.
Shelly, how long is she going to, this young girl is going, or this young boy is going to endure?
She would have to endure and also pray for the aunt. Pray and
pray. I think prayer should come in, yes.
That, the Bible says that the heart of a king is in God's hand, and he turns it as and when he wills. So I should keep praying that the Lord should touch the heart of her auntie. That whatever grudge, whatever maltreatment she's going through, she begins to see the light of things and have compassion on her and stop the beatings or maybe the insult and all that and enjoy. Because you see, the Bible says that when Jesus was leaving, he told the disciples, "Peace I give you, my peace I leave with you." As you get closer to God and you keep praying about your situation, you'll be filled with some hope and some peace and some strength to move on. And with that hope and peace and strength, I believe you'll be able to tackle the situation to the point where she can live at her own will. She's like, of age, and she wants to now leave. She wants to leave and then go and settle elsewhere. Yes. So, sweetheart, at this point in time, lift up prayer to God. Tell God to step into the situation. Or better still, tell God to intervene for you. Do you never know? Maybe one day she'll be there, her parents will just come and say, "I come to take care of you." And it will be a form of an answer to her prayer.
Shelley, I want to ask, what is causing this maltreatment? Is it possible that this person is also being stubborn? Stubborn as in you are not supposed to do something and you are doing it. Is it because we cannot just be beating you?
Yes.
Do you understand? So, dear you, whoever sent us the question.
If you can resend another, give us like a practical example.
Or a detail of what is going through. You see, because maybe you are also a thief. You have been stealing money. Okay, and or something you are supposed to do a certain cleaning, you are not doing it.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, okay,
is it right? She can also, she can be asked to do a particular cleaning, she's not doing it. But the way the auntie will beat her,
a type of beat. So it's like some arrears they put together. So.
So, sweetheart, if you can send in another...
So try and avoid all things possible things that will make them beat you. Did you see? Because if they have to beat you, slap you for, let's say, not mobbing. Do you see? So to prevent that slapping, which we are calling maltreatment, try and do what you are supposed to do. But I don't think that any normal person, you are just there and you are being beaten. Sometimes the beating can't be called the punishment can't be because you have not done something small.
Oh, yeah.
You see, and because you are also staying with the person, you know the person that this person will complain about this. So you try and make sure that you block all the potholes so that the person, when he comes, he will not find any fault with you or anything. Otherwise, we will keep going back and forth about this same thing. You'll be collecting the beatings. And I want to advise you that do not run away. Don't run away. Do you understand? Somebody will say that, okay, if she's there and they beat her till he dies, what will we do? So I think we have to now go with what you are saying. Yes. She should get somebody to talk to her. If you are not seeing any improvement, okay, pastor or maybe somebody you know that auntie really respects. Okay, if it is not working and it's becoming extreme, I think you should go to police station. I think that will help because we can't also say be there and die. But if you know you are doing something bad, change and also pray for your auntie. Pray. She'll wake up one day and she will not beat you again.
Yes.
It will happen.
Yeah, it happens actually. Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes it's not just physical abuse, but even emotional abuse, insults. There are some of the insults.
Hey!
There are some of the insults. When you think about it, it's even more than caning.
Yeah, you prefer taking the canes.
This is Sweet Melodies 94.3. This is Generation 419. My name is Reverend Dr. Ike, and I'm in the studios with Shelley Amwa from the Divine Worship Covenant Center at Weja. And we are on What's on Your Mind. What's on Your Mind is where you ask us questions and we attempt to answer based on the Word of God. Shelley, let's go to that third question. Okay. Dear Reverend, I have this boyfriend who leads worship and prayer at church. On top of it, I'm surprised he's the pastor's son. Very bad boy. Is it possible for one person to behave this way? I'm Edwina from Sankumono.
Edwina,
I'm also surprised. I'm also surprised that he's the pastor's son and he's your boyfriend. Since you are surprised he's the pastor's son, I'm also surprised he's a pastor's son and he's your boyfriend at your age.
But she didn't say her age.
But he's a child.
Okay. So we are assuming pastor's
son. Because I don't do adult marital counseling. If you are doing adult marital, then you do helpers of your, you too need to helpers of your joy.
I hear everything.
So we are assuming this actually. So please, when you send us messages, and add your age or your class so that it gives us a fair idea.
Or maybe your class is better. Yes, so that we know what we are.
Yes, we don't want to mention it.
Edwina has a boyfriend who leads worship and leads prayer as well.
So this boyfriend is a pastor's son. He leads prayer and worship at church.
Highly spiritual.
She, Edwina, thinks that this boy is a very bad boy. She's asking whether it's possible for one person to behave.
Okay, so she's okay. If I'm understanding Edwina, a pastor's son to be a bad boy.
Yes, so it's two contrasting things. I mean, pastor's son, pastor's we assume son, you to be holy. On top of it, too, you are leading prayer and praises, or worship and praises. And then you are a very bad boy.
Bad boy.
On top of it, you are a boyfriend to someone. Do you see? So it's two behaviors in one person. Yes. There's a book written by Bishop Dahi, what means called Duality.
Duality.
Two personalities in one.
Pastor's son.
Yes, so the person behaves this way here and behaves another way here. Shelley, attempt to answer our question.
Okay. So, Edwina, first of all, let me tackle it from this and I will get to the point where he's your boyfriend. Okay. So, Edwina, a pastor's son. I'm sure you have this perception that pastor's son is supposed to be a good boy, like always calling you and don't to pray, to do have morning devotions and all. But I want you to understand one thing, that Edwina, no one on this earth is a saint apart from Jesus Christ. Haven't you been hearing stories from the radios that pastors have been doing this, a pastor killed this, a pastor has impregnated a church member? No one on this earth is a saint. We are all trying our possible best to be like Jesus Christ. We are all trying to be transformed. Our clothes are stained, but it's just by the grace of God that we have seen the light and we are trying to do our very best to live a holy and a righteous life. So please, don't be surprised at all that a pastor's son is behaving this way or doing bad things. He is not a saint. It is possible that can happen. Even the pastors are doing it. So it is possible it can happen. Even the Bible says in Romans 3:23 that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But through the redemption of the blood of Jesus Christ, we have all been made whole. We are no longer sinful. We don't have the sinful nature and all that. So it is normal. Like, you shouldn't be surprised that he's behaving that way. But also, Edwina, if you are seeing this kind of traits in your boyfriend, why are you still in this relationship in the first place?
And I want to say you are too young for a boyfriend that to start with. That's why I'm also surprised that you are a girlfriend.
To
a pastor's son. There's a scripture I want to read in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5.
Okay.
I just chanced on it. It says that having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You see, so you are thinking that this, let me see what NLT is saying about it. It said they will act as if they are religious,
okay,
but they will reject the power that could make them godly. You must stay away from people like that. This is what NLT is saying.
Simple.
So, Edwina, don't be surprised. If you are surprised, I'm also very surprised at you. Okay. What it is that he's the pastor's son. He is your boyfriend, which shouldn't happen. You know he's a very bad boy. I don't know how you describe very bad boy in quotes. Okay. But this is somebody who also leads prayer in
worship.
But I want to also tell you, I said this thing last week, that there is no title like pastor's son or pastor's child.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. I am a reverend. My son cannot say that he is reverend's son. There's no title like reverend's son. Or being a reverend's son doesn't mean anything. Do you understand? Me being a reverend is not a family property. Even though you are my son,
you don't share in
my spirituality.
Yeah.
My spirituality or whatever may cover us as a family.
Yes.
Do you understand? But you cannot inherit. It's a price you have to pay for it. So the fact that his father is a pastor, his father is a reverend, his father is a bishop, archbishop, he's a pope or deputy god. All these are titles. Okay,
hey.
You, the son, okay, is a price you have to pay.
Mm.
So we can have a father who is a pastor and his son a very bad boy.
Mm.
Do you understand?
We
don't compare the two at all. We can have a father who is a mechanic and have the son to be a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
We can have a father who is a lawyer and his son can be a track pusher.
Mm.
Just as it happens like this in normal life, it can also happen in the spiritual realm.
Okay.
Yes. We can have a pastor who has a son who can be an armed robber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Bible is saying that they have a form of godliness. Mind you, anybody who comes to church is like a hospital.
Yes.
All of us in the church, we are sick.
We are sick.
Do you understand? So people pretend so much, even at church. I know somebody who learned how to smoke in church.
That's
yes. I mean, to smoke. He's a PhD smoker. He's in church. He learned it in church. Like that's where the lesson went on. Yeah. So you cannot say coming to church actually stops this thing, or you can't find people like that in church.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are saying is that you just find out who is this person. Is this person a spiritual person, a true spiritual person?
Mm-hmm.
And then you hook up with the person. If you feel that this is somebody practicing having a form of godliness but denying the power, they lead worship nicely. I recommend this book to you, written by Bishop Dark, called Spiritual Dangers.
Okay.
That's where you can find the chapter Duality.
Okay.
It talks about Samson. Samson was very strong. He was a judge for over 20 years, but he has a weakness for women.
Mm.
Do you understand? So,
can you imagine?
two different personality traits in one person.
Yes.
So, it happens.
Exactly.
Okay. Somebody can be very nice in public, but very nasty at home.
Mm.
Do you understand? So, the same person having two different characters. All right.
Yes.
So, Bible says, from such turn away. That is the remedy. You don't stand to try changing the person, talking about it. Yes, they will act as if they are religious. And you meet so many people like this in church. They act as if they are religious. Charlie, when you see them dancing, the same people who dance in church, they are the same people who also dance at club.
Oh, very true.
Okay,
very true.
But they will reject the power that could make them godly. You must, the Bible has said it very clearly, that you must stay away from people like that. stay away from people like that. Yes. I don't know how to explain it again. Have I explained it well?
You've said it all. She must stay away, because if you still keep moving with this gentleman, for all you know, he will also involve you in the mad things before you realize you started doing some of the mad things.
As you are his girlfriend.
Oh, you will do.
Do you understand? As you are his girl, whatever bad thing. And I'm also surprised. You are surprised he's a pastor's son and you are... Okay, so if you are a young person listening to us, I want to say it is no for this boyfriend. I don't know why. A lot of the questions you are receiving is this boyfriend? And I have a boyfriend, and I have a boyfriend, and my boyfriend says, and I had a crush, and this, and I don't know where this to be.
Crushing on two boys.
How? How do you manage them? I have a crush on two boys. When we are doing one district, one factory, you are doing two district, one factory.
Which one is two districts, one factory? So, Edwina, we have said it all.
And you are staying in Sankumono too. She says she stays at Sankumono. Sankumono, dear. It's not like Kaswa.
So leave this boyfriend, Adriana, before you also put yourself in danger.
Leave the pastor's son. Leave the pastor's son.
Calm down.
Does it look like the pastor's son has some advantage?
Hey, the pastor's son. Normally, the pastor's son, they have...
No. You speak from your perspective. You are reverend's daughter. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know you as a reverend's daughter. Is there any advantage being a reverend's daughter?
Is there?
That's what I'm asking, whether there is something as reverend's daughter. Or pastor's son.
Me like, a church
member. Is there a special favor with that?
I know. No, but people want to see us, being a good girl, good boy.
Okay, so the expectation for being a pastor's son is that you are a good person.
Even if you sing some song or you make some comments, you're so super nawakas as
today. So the expectation for you is higher than the normal person. If your father is an usher, you are allowed to make such comment. But if you are, if your mother is a chorister, we don't care if you say such thing. Reverend's daughter, you must be prime and proper.
And they see you as a spiritual person. So if I get married to her or to him, like I'll
this will be all right.
She'll be praying for me.
It's not true. Look, if you don't know God for yourself and you even marry a pope, nothing will change about it. Do you understand? You need to know God for yourself as young people growing up.
Looking at the way she described the fact that he's a worshiper, she sees this guy like highly spiritual like
person.
This is my husband.
My spec.
I will struggle with my spiritual life again. This is it.
But I think as they've been there for a while, you see that no, the guy's a bad boy. What the other people are seeing, she is not seeing that thing. There's more to this guy than what the people are being. Yes.
And funny enough, those who do that, when they hold the microphone to lead worship, it's anointing all
Heaven is kissing the earth.
They'll use this excuse that, Lucifer was once
a worship leader.
Mm. So the attack comes upon us as we do this. They're like, people of God.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
I see. But you see, I want to say this to pastors' children. All right. You see, it's your father, it's not you. Mm-hmm. If you want to be, then you must pay the price for it. It's your father. You must know that there is an office wherein your father has been called to, and it is, like I said, it is not a family property. It is not an inheritance. All right, there are things you can inherit. All right, but this particular one, before you can inherit it, you have to pay a price for it. We are in town. We have seen pastor's children. We have seen he's now an archbishop. Ajinasari, his children, they are in ministry with him. They have paid the price. We have seen Bishop Dakiwood Mills' son, in ministry with him. They have paid the price. Bishop Titi Ofe, his children, his son, they have also paid the price. Because they are the pastor's son, it has been automatically handed down to them.
Children.
Archbishop Nicholas Duncan William, his son, he has also paid the price, for mm-hmm. which reason he's standing in the office he is. Yes. All right. So you don't just be there and say that you are pastor's son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the, I don't want to hear it, but I think that we really have to.
I remember there was this lady I had in my dorm, and she was the father was, you know, a Methodist. No, they have this term for it, but let's say your father was a pastor.
Right Reverend. The Methodist, I think it's Right Reverend.
Yes. So when she comes to school and she has a mindset of her own, like she goes to the club. She has fun, like entertainment. She'll be the first person there and all that. And then
life is normal.
And we keep saying, why are you this way? Are you supposed to be like, hey, it is her father that God has called, not her. So she kept making that comment, like, God has called my father. He hasn't called me.
But that is also a very bad mentality to have. You must be godly yourself.
Oh, yes.
You must be godly.
You must be godly.
Yeah. So I think I'll get time to come and address this pastor's son. I think I must have a whole session for.
Oh yes, you have to, because it's something that is actually eating into the
pastors.
Like, or even if a pastor goes wrong, also for pun, as if the pastor is supposed to be like a god. Also for man,
the expectations are great. The expectations are when an armed robber kisses by the roadside, it's not a problem. But when the pastor does it, it's a problem.
Even the pastor even kills his wife.
Yes, in public. It's a news. One of these radio stations will just pick it up right now. It can be the whole news
Reverend
for 1 hour.
Reverend Ike kisses his wife along Swan Lake.
Reverend Ima, please help me. It's urgent. I failed my WASI.
Okay.
And my parents have registered me at one of these remedial classes. So I stay in the hostel with other girls. The competition here is tight. I am not a bad girl, but since I came here, I can see that I've changed totally. Whenever I see them do their things, something pushes me to join them. Genuinely, I do not want to, but I see myself in it. Please help me.
The competition here is tight.
So let's say dressing, the type of cars that come to pick
the provisions,
the girls are we. The provisions.
Yeah.
Do you understand? When the milk is coming, it's in cartons.
Brazilian hair.
The hair.
Peruvian hair.
Yes, but you have barbered your own 2 centimeters. You have to cut it. 2 centimeters, you have to cut it. But
not barbered your hair. Why are you doing this?
No, but I'm just trying to see how.
She's done with
WASI. Okay. But she's in a remedial class. You know, some of these remedial classes, they even uniforms.
Oh, really?
Yes, she has been registered in one of these remedial classes and she stays in the hostel with other girls.
Okay.
Do you understand? So, the type of guys that come to visit
them, where they go to the outings.
The dressing, the wear. You know how it's competition with girls?
I know.
As for boys, as for guys, we don't have a problem. If the shoe is there, we can wear it and come and remove it. It's not a problem. Girls, you know the class is high.
That.
So, she even says that. He said the competition here is tight. That's the underlining phrase. The competition here is tight. And so
did she say she finds herself doing some of these?
Yeah, so she says that she wasn't a bad girl then. Oh. But since she came to this hostel, she has seen that her life has totally changed. Some of the things she sees herself do, she practically doesn't want to do it. But something pushes her to do that. What should she do?
Sweetheart, one thing, she didn't add her name, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
So she's my sweetheart for today.
So I'm sure this is a girl.
It's a girl. One thing I want to say, the fact that she's even admitting Reverend EK shows that she has
found guilt somewhere.
And it's like the Lord is also at work in her. That she has been able to come back to realize that what she's doing. But all the same, they said, bad company corrupts good manners.
Yes. Evil communication corrupts good manners.
And the fact that she has realized this and she wants to do something about it, one thing I would tell her is, if possible, she should change the hostel. You should leave that environment.
The parents have brought her.
But she should talk to them about it. Because she being there, it's wisdom. She being there and then seeing it every day, she's in the company and all that.
It was said of Lot that in seeing and hearing their evil deeds, he vexes righteous soul from day to day. I think it's in First Peter. In seeing and hearing,
his righteous soul from day to day.
I'll look for that scripture.
So
keep talking.
So, sweetheart, one option I give you, if possible and if you can afford, change the hostel or get another remedial class. And also, as the fact that you have realized it, that is a weakness. Pray, get closer to God. Ask the Lord to strengthen you so such that you can perfect yourself in this weakness. He should give you the grace to endure in this circumstance, to be able to resist them so that you don't corrupt and lay hold of your teachings, of your moral values. This is the time that you have to prove that indeed they brought you up in a good way. You were a good girl. You know, because you made a statement that she said she didn't use
previously,
to do
she wasn't so.
Yes. So, sweetheart, get grounded once again in your teachings as a child of God and get closer to God. Ask the Lord, God, give me this grace, give me strength to stand, to resist them such that I don't fall into it totally and then you end up regretting. And if it's in your parents' capacity, like someone like me, I can stand because I have a strong will. But you may not be someone who can withstand this temptation.
You have a strong will. Some of us, you don't have that self-control. I don't have a strong will.
So you see, self-control, maybe you at you that time this, you can you easily
said,
be influenced.
You said this strong will, and I remember a story my bishop told me.
Okay.
So they said somewhere in the U.S., there was a volcano, and then an earthquake, and then people were trapped under
and
then the building collapsing, people died and all that. So after 3 days, they discovered this man. He wasn't dead.
Whoa.
He was there, so they brought him. And people would like to know why
he
didn't die. So when the journalist came, so he's strong will, very determined. If he says he will not die, he will not die. So when he said that, they said, really? So they said, okay, they will interview his doctor. The doctor said, oh, you see, this is my patient. He's strong-willed, very determined. He doesn't die by heart. all his things are intact. I mean, when we talk about somebody who is strong with my patient, then they interview the wife. The wife said, look, my husband is very determined. Anything my husband sets his mind to do, he does it. So if my husband says he will not die, he will not die. That is why he's still alive after 3 days. So they were there. They say, okay, so the interview. After 2 days, they found that the man died. He was just sitting in the chair like that and he died.
I thought he was strong.
Strong will. So when he said strong, and I remember that, hey, Charlie, the way you are very determined with your strong will things. You just ask for mercy. In that case, you just said, it's just by the grace of God. He said, ask for him. He's a principled man, strong will, very determined. Whatever he said, he's an achiever. That's why he didn't die. So, as you are saying,
when he even died, he sat in the chair.
Yeah, he sat in the chair. God just wants to show you that, look, I have other ways.
Okay, so sweetheart, as I have said, get closer to God. Ask God for the grace to stand in these times, okay, so that you build up in your weaknesses, you don't find yourself indulging in them again. And if it's in your parents' capacity, nicely ask them to get you a new hostel, or even the management to change your room or your floor or something for you, because you don't like what you are seeing. And I would like to read this scripture, and then Reverend E.K. will come in. It says, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. It says, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin.
Wow.
But some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. You see, your people, looking at their attitude, the knowledge of God, I mean, it looks like their Christian life is a bit shaky. And you have the knowledge of God, since you said you previously were a good girl. So, sweetheart, stand your ground.
Stand your ground.
Do not
be determined.
Be determined like the man.
Be strong-willed.
Set your mind to it and ask for the grace. It's just the grace that is keeping us.
The grace
us.
Of God.
The grace of God. To stand, you know,
so I found the scripture. I found the scripture we're talking about in 2 Peter 2, verse 8. It says that for that righteous man dwelling among them, that is Lot, in seeing and hearing. You know, a lot of these temptations is in seeing and hearing. Vex his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. So as he's seeing them, as you are seeing your friends, people coming to visit the cars, it is like, Charlie, as I'm here, mom. As I'm here, you see, there are some things, and if you have not seen or you have not heard, you are better off.
You understand? No.
You are better off. When I was in secondary school, I was visited twice. One was when my mother came for PTA meeting.
PTA, it wasn't even a normal visit.
No. And then the other one was when my auntie came, but I didn't believe somebody was coming to visit me. So she sat there and she left.
Oh.
But yes, no, because I've never from form one to form three.
Oh, you went to form
three. Yeah, I mean, I didn't go to this year of 4 years or something. I am 3 year old boy. So. I didn't believe somebody would come to the school to come and look for
you.
And the people I was in the dormitory with, you don't, people often don't get visitors. So when you get a visitor, it's strange to us. Ah.
Oh.
Yes. So it's seeing you. But if I were in another house where challenge, the visiting is rampant, this one has come, this one has come to visit. I know a certain guy, when the prince comes to visit, they cook from the house in a nice chair. They come with the siblings. They bring plastic chairs. They sit down, have family meeting as they are eating. That is the visit. That's the visit.
Mm-hmm.
So and so I didn't really say like, what is, we will go for dining. What is this visit thing that they have to bring? Well, if you bring it, we will eat anyway. But I don't see it as something serious, like it's a requirement or whatever it is. Okay, so it is in the scene. It is in the hearing.
Yes.
All right. So,
yes.
Like we are saying, yes. if you can, you're a young girl coming. I'm thinking you should be in your 17, 18, okay, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Should be in SHS.
15 should be in SHS. But this is 18. World War II, 18, thereabout, and all that. So, you are actually there for a purpose. For you to fail your WASI and we have to re-register you.
Yes.
We are not there for a competition.
Not at all.
All right. You see, whatever you did for which reason you have failed your exams and you are here to correct it, and now you are looking at competition, what other people are saying, what other people are doing.
So
yes, so you have to control yourself. There's something called self-control. It's the fruit of the spirit. Galatians 5:22-23. There's something we call self-control. Do you understand? You see, when we say you are a Christian, it comes with a myriad of things. Do you understand? You have to control yourself. We cannot say that there is no temptation. The temptations are great. Serious one, but you have to make a conscious effort to control yourself. It's
exactly.
A conscious assimilation of self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, madam, I don't know who you are, where you are, and all that, but I think you should try. You should make a way for yourself, help yourself.
Yes,
all
right,
to where you are.
Don't make your parents' sacrifices go in vain because of these temptations you're seeing. If this will help, I mean, look behind where you are coming from. And all that, how far your parents have brought you, you want to come and make this temptation get into you? No. Have self-control. Pray about it. And dude, that's Reverend E.K. said, like, consciously make that effort to avoid it.
Consciously.
Yes.
Our time is almost up. Our time is so sad at time. But we'd like to take the last question. All right.
Okay.
We'd like to take the last. This one says, good morning, Reverend. My name is Dry Bones.
I'm alive.
Tribals. Whenever I ask my parents money, they don't want to give me.
Tribals.
But sometimes I tell them I have to buy things at school before they send the money. Is that a sin also?
Okay.
Tribals.
Tribals is trying to say that he using another medium to get the money.
To get the money. I see whether it's a sin. If I say I need money, they say, hey, you go for dining. What do you need money for? But if you say we are supposed to buy some book,
the money
then they bring.
Come.
So Tribals is asking, I mean, your name is
Reverend, something I didn't want to say, Reverend. So
dry bones. So Shelley, what will you tell dry bones? Is it a sin?
Dry bones, you now listen to what you're saying. You need money, okay? And then you're using, okay, mommy, I need money for this. And mommy says, you're not giving me. You go back next time and say, mommy, we need a book. Meanwhile, you don't need a book.
Yes.
You don't need money to buy a book, but you're going to use a book as an excuse
to get money. Yes.
Analyze it.
Yes.
It's a sin, dry bones.
Oh, dry bones.
You're not honoring your parents.
Drabble, so you, number one, you are telling lies,
you're
and then this
lies.
Is also a form of stealing.
Yes.
Do you understand?
In a nice way. Yes. This one, you didn't want to take it without anyone's consent, but you're using dubious
means
to get
the
money.
It's a sin. We have to tell you, it's a sin.
Point
okay. Sometimes, you see, your parents don't have it, or your parents, for fine protocol, your parents may not tell you how they get
how
money.
They get their money.
And sometimes, you see, when you call them for money, I know secondary school, we have this type where when they give you fees, you change figures and all that. it happened. Now, free SHS, you can't change figures.
You can't change. Oh, yes. You
don't pay fees, so there's no way you come and say your school fees.
I think that's why he's using school things to get
the money. Yes, you have to say that you are going for excursion, you are buying some book B. They say you should buy some nose masks, but there's rage in it. During the corona, somebody said they are buying some nose masks at school and there's fridge in it.
How?
As you know, the nose mask actually makes you suffocate, but if there's one that there's a fridge in it, it will make you breathe well. So they say they should buy that one.
Oh,
they say
I see.
They should buy this textbook, that textbook. It's something we have all done before, and it's bad. Hey, the fact that I've done it before doesn't mean, oh, I've done that before.
Oh, really?
I have. I would lie to you. I have done it. But it's
like
a very bad thing to do.
Yes.
I mean, you have to call the house. Say you are buying. Especially those of us doing science, actually, buy physics, chemistry, biology.
For school, you're buying.
Math, you have to buy some extra classes to the extent
that we
took money for PE extra classes. Because apparently, we didn't know what PE was. So, I mean, we have to look for other something. They give us the school fees. You have to change figures and all. Yes.
I think I'm picking
up. But I thank God I met Christ. I thank God I met Jesus Christ. You see, like this changing of school fees and things, there were things I didn't do. When I was in school, I wasn't a bad boy. My class, those I attended secondary school with, they know that I was a chapel prefect when I was in school. Yes, but I this classes thing. Do you understand? Sometimes it's true. The classes is true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 30 this. Do you see? But you say it's 35. It is also a sin. Do you see? It's true we are going to have classes.
Okay.
It's true the amount is 30. It's in the 30s. But it's not 30. It is 30. It is not 35. But it's 30. Do you understand? That also is a sin. Okay. You see, there was a way sin was described. It said that he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So sin is anything that is contrary to the word of God. Anything that God frowns on is a type of sin. All right. So dry bones.
It's a sin.
All too soon. This is all. Time will allow us. Listeners, young people, I believe that we have answered the questions that you have sent to us. I've been in the studio with Madam Shelley Yamwa. What title should we give you, Madam?
Miss.
Reverend Dr. Shelley Yamwa. Very powerful, anointed, intelligent woman of God. And then she has helped us to answer our questions. Your final words to my children listening to us.
Oh, okay. To all the children listening to us, I mean, the age at which you are right now is a very ripe age to know God the more, you know, and practice godliness as children. It's the right time to involve yourself in activities at church. If you can sing, this is the time. Because when you grow old, my dear girls and boys, you don't have time and all this energy, you know, to be in the house of God and to serve God. So at this point in time, please, you people should forget all this boyfriend, girlfriend, a competition here. I want this shoe because my friends are wearing it. No. Focus on growing spiritually. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. As the Bible says, honor your father and mother. You know, go to church. Involve yourself in godly activities. I can tell you right now, as I'm sitting here, it is hard. Even at this age, it is hard. You go to work, you are tired. You have to go for rehearsals. You are tired. You go for rehearsals. You are dozing off. Right now, you don't have anything in your mind. So please, use this time to serve God and serve Him well.
Wow. Beautiful. My name is also Reverend E.K. Mm-hmm. If you are listening to us, you are not born again. You want to give your life to Christ. It is very important as a young person to have Jesus Christ in your life. If you are listening to us, you are not born again. I want to give you this chance to give your life to Christ. Wherever you are, say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me.
I am a sinner.
Forgive me all my sins. I confess with my mouth. And I believe in my heart.
That you are Lord Jesus.
Please write my name in the book of life. I am for you.
And you alone. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Beautiful. Tomorrow is Sunday. Try and get a church to attend. If you are on Wager, you can go to Divine Covenant Worship Center. All right. And then you join the young people there to worship. You can look for any Bible believing church around and be a part of it. All right. And I believe that all these struggles, all these problems that are coming our way, Jesus will help you. Jesus will actually come true to you. Jesus is the solution. He is the way, He is the truth, He is the light. He's going to lead you on. He's going to make sure that your life becomes a better life. You are going to become a proper child. It was said of Moses that he was a goodly child. You be a goodly child. In Jesus' name, you have few weeks or you have some few days to resume school. Still on vacation, few days to resume school. So I believe that as you are home, you are reading your Bible, you are doing what is right, you are not giving your parents troubles, and life is moving on. So that when you resume school, they can get money to pay your fees. I'm leaving you here this morning with the Word of God. Try as much as possible and be a Christian and live a life that is godly. God bless you so much. Till we meet again the next time. It's bye for now. God bless you.